The clock is ticking on the lifespan of the county's landfill, a week after the current board rejected a contract with New Jersey-based company Covanta. Trisha Vance of the Star News asked candidates how they would deal with New Hanover's lingering waste problem. Republican candidate Beth Dawson says, with only 6 years left on the current landfill, it's critical to find economically feasible options to extend it.
I think in the meantime, we should be sending that solid waste to commercial available landfills at a lower cost to our citizens. Until such time we determine we can economically rebuild instead of refurbish, it's a 30-year-old facility.
Rob Zappel, running on the Democratic ticket, was disappointed by the rejected Covanta contract. He says it was an opportunity to consider waste management as an energy source.
It also, for the first time, would give us the framework of a recycling program that we could use for the county. And through there, we could create revenue streams through the electricity generation and the recycling, as well as extend the 6 years left on our landfill. We could double it right away.
Republican candidate Derek Hickey says in order to keep landfill space, the county should use a transfer station as a cost-effective and environmentally friendly option.
I myself am against burning things in our environment. One of the things that didn't come up in these discussions was that this waste-to-energy treatment plant would have produced as much, if not more, sulfur dioxide, mercury, and fine particles in our environment.
The forum was held at the WHQR Gallery. Six candidates are vying for three open seats in the November election. Sarah Wood, WHQR News.